But right now, however,
we have some guests.
We have some guests.
We do. Good morning, guests.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Perfect.
Thanks. Good. We've got Nicholas, who is a PhD student at the Diabetes and Inflammation Laboratory at Cambridge University. That's a very posh title. And then we have your friend, forgive me, how do we pronounce your name? Cyril?
Shrill.
Yeah, will that do? Shrill?
Shrill.
Shrill? Will that do? Okay, all right. Now you're here because you're going on a little expedition to, well, not a little expedition, a big expedition to India. On the 6th of April, you're going to travel 4,000 kilometres in a tuk-tuk across India.
That's
yes.
Right, yes.
My first question to you is why? What made you decide to do it?
We reckon there's no better way to see India than driving through it, and also for all the charities that we're supporting.
Okay.
We can raise good money for them.
Yep. So where did the idea come from initially? Why India? Why tuk-tuk? Is this something that people do? Has other people done this? Is like a regular thing that people do to raise money?
It happens a few times a year.
Yeah?
In countries, teams come from all over the world. And give it a go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an organised event by the Adventurists.
Right.
If you've heard of them, they also organise the Mongol Rally, which is quite a popular event. So it's a UK-based organisation.
Okay.
Their headquarters are in Bristol, I believe.
And you said here that this has been completed before by a Cambridge-based team from the Darwin College. So how well did they do? Did they complete it successfully?
Yes, they did, yes. I actually met them up in a pub to discuss, you know, what sort of, if they had any tips to give me. Bring a lot of duct tape, apparently. It's hard to find there, and it's really what you need for to repair your tuk-tuk on the road. It comes in quite handy, apparently.
Yeah.
What else? Just be careful, generally. I mean, we know that India's got one of the worst records for road accidents, so we have to be extremely careful. We don't want to be driving by night. We're going to be pressed for time as well. We've only got 2 weeks to cover a huge distance.
Mm.
So, well, it's going to be extremely, extremely difficult. And
for those people who don't know, and I didn't really know what it was until we looked it up, but what is a tuk-tuk?
It's like a glorified lawnmower, to be honest.
Glorified lawnmower.
That's how it's described on the website,
It's a little taxi that used in Southeast Asia. It's got a 7-horsepower engine and top speed of about 30 miles an hour.
Okay.
So who's driving it?
We're going to take it in turns.
Yeah.
Okay. Have either of you driven one of those before? No? Okay, well, that's interesting.
No, yes. We have a few days to get to learn the ropes. It's going to be difficult. We have like maybe 3 days before the event actually starts to practice.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard these things are very easy to flip over. So in terms,
I thought you were going to say easy to drive. That would have been nicer.
No.
They look quite flimsy, don't they?
Yes.
Three wheels.
So you're going on the 6th of April, and you've got to complete it in 14 days, 4,000 kilometres.
That's right.
So you're travelling from Kochi, and you hope to arrive in Shillong, which is 4,000 kilometres away within the 14 days. Now, I don't know much about India or how long that's going to take you or would take you. Is that actually a real challenge to do that in 14 days? Is it asking a lot?
It's very ambitious, I think. Our route is extremely ambitious.
Okay.
But we are trying to go for really interesting parts of India.
Mm.
Most teams are going to go along the east coast, which we're hoping to go up the west coast.
Right.
And then just cross east.
Yeah, once we reach the Taj.
We want to go by the Taj Mahal, which is a bit out of the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're making an extra challenge for yourselves.
Yeah,
that's right. Much. We have a little map.
Oh, the map will be good. Yes, that's good.
How many teams are there?
It was about 70.
Sorry, 70?
Yeah.
It's in 7-0?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
From all over the world.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's actually 4,300 kilometres. 300 more than I thought it was.
Yeah, give or take. I mean...
Wow.
And you might be making it even longer for yourselves then if you're going round a different
way. So you're going going up the west coast, and then you're sort of crossing over the entire width of India to get to the other side, effectively.
Can we check out your journey as you're going along? You're going to film it or do a blog or
three wheelies on Google. We're the first hit on that.
Three wheelies. Type that into Google.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can watch our progress live. because we'll update regularly.
Oh, brilliant.
Amazing.
You've got a little,
so lots of pictures of you waving
GPS
at
thing.
Cameras and yeah. showing us beautiful
yeah.
scenery.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's one of the first things we want to do when we get there is get internet connection.
Yeah.
We have a friend there who's probably going to help us out.
Hopefully.
So tell us a bit about the charities that you're raising money for and why you've chosen these particular charities to do this for.
So we've got three charities, JDRF, Cool Earth and Small Train. So Cool Earth does rainforest projects, saving the rainforest. Small Train is helping kids that are born with cleft palate or cleft lip.
Yeah.
Because there's 1 in 700 kids are born with it. And in developing countries, the money isn't there to help them. So Small Train, for every £150, can help one child.
Okay.
It only takes 45 minutes, the operation, and it will change their lives forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
And JDRF is, well, it's because I'm working in type 1 diabetes, so it made sense and they're funding my lab. So, I mean, type 1 diabetes is very relevant in Europe. And it's actually increasing, the occurrence of type 1 diabetes is increasing.
Okay.
But obviously in Asia, it's less of a problem, partly because of environment, but also genetic reasons. But yes, the two charities, which are Cool Earth and Smile Train, I think, are very relevant to India. So this we'll be helping out the country we're visiting.
Have you got a target of how much you would like to reach?
Yeah, we're trying to go for like £1,000.
Okay.
Where are you at the moment? Do you know?
We're at 500.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Oh,
most of it for Cool Earth.
Yeah.
You'll do that.
How
easily.
Can we donate to you?
If you search Three Wheelies on Google, the first hit is our Just Giving page. So you can click on that and then you can donate, and you can also follow our progress from that as well.
Yeah. It'll be nice if you're on Facebook, if you like us on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Because we'll be broadcasting all the information through Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on Twitter as well. At Three Wheelies, so
okay. Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye on you. We might do some updates on the show.
Can you come back and tell us how it went?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, the highlights, darker moments. Hopefully, not too many of those. Just lots of duct tape. Does that scare you that you will be wrapping things together with duct tape to fix things?
Yeah.
That sounds like not really fast. Whatever, we'll do it. We'll go further. We're going to Taj Mahal. Whatever.
It has to be done. That's
it. Has to be done.
The trip has to be done. So it's dangerous and it's not going to be very pleasant at times. Hopefully none of us will get too sick. Because it's only two of us, so if one gets sick, then the other one has to drive for a whole day or two or whatever it takes.
Have either of you done anything similar to this before?
No.
No?
We've been traveling. Yeah. I've never been to India.
Right.
I've been to Southeast Asia, I've been to Indonesia, I've been to Thailand and Laos. Sri's from Sri Lanka, actually, originally.
Okay.
She's been there a few times.
Yeah, okay. And the idea of doing it, what is it that appeals to you? Is it the exploration, the challenge?
Well, yeah, it's a challenge.
Motivation to raise money for charity?
Yeah.
All of those things.
Also,
the experience.
It's an adventure as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to find adventures these days, right?
It is.
I think you found one.
It is, definitely. There's lots of people in the way that say, no, you can't do that, it's too dangerous now, or whatever. So it's good that you found something that is dangerous, but it's still possible. And
for a very good cause.
You're likely to come back with great stories to tell and raise lots of money. Okay, so the Facebook address is facebook.com/threewheelies, or Twitter, the same, threewheelies, and you can follow them on there, and we'll have you back again when you're back.
Great.
Have
Amazing.
A safe trip and good luck.
Have a great time, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.